Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, Kip? How you doing? It's Friday. Feel good.
Friday.
Feel good.
Feel effing great. All right, we got to keep her moving here, though. It's time for your history lesson.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, June 17th, 1837, Charles Goodyear received his first patent. The patent was for a process that made rubber easier to work with. Your mom's pretty good at making rubbers easier to work with.
Ah, you bastard. No, she's not. You know what? Choke you up.
Okay, so my question is, what products in 1837 needed
required rubber?
Right?
Yeah, you know, let's see. Well,
I bet, gun to your head, I bet you couldn't think of one. I couldn't either. I'm not, you know.
Do you have a list over there or something?
No, I did not do that much show, like I did that much
what
show
prep. What did they use rubber for in 1830?
What did they use rubber for in the 1800s? Here, let's see what we can get.
Let's see. Super balls.
So, okay, here. Actually, this in 1839, he improved the process called vulcanization, which modified rubber. So it would support extreme temperatures. Things like hoses, tires, industrial bands, sheets, shoe soles.
Tires for what?
I mean, did they have cars in 1830? Were they putting tires on wagons and stuff?
Look that up. Look up a tire. Like, type in 1830 tire.
1830 I'm interested. Tire.
They're using rubber for tires.
Waterproof. I don't see any tires. It's mostly shoes is the big thing. They had rubber on shoes. On those Air Force Ones that they had back in 1837.
Air Force Ones. So I can get the stomping.
Yeah, big popular shoe back in the 1800s. So I don't know.
It's either those or the Jordans, man. So I guess I should have guessed that. Yeah, shoes.
Yeah.
A lot of leather and rubber.
I don't know.
Dude, no, what? Tires. It's interesting to me.
Maybe like there's a new form of tire, something coming around. But
I don't know.
You know the name Goodyear. Obviously, he did something right. The guy is all over the place. You got the blimp flying around and
Didn't know they were laying rubber in 1830.
He's got just some wagon race. Taking off down Main Street.
He's got way more traction than I do.
Which, you know what, that always bothered me in movies, or it still does, is when they do tire squealing and you can clearly tell the car is on like grass or like grass. It's like, come on now. At least try a little. The Dukes of Hazzard were real bad about that. Like the Bo and Luke Duke would go off on some trail through the woods, you know, chasing down. It's like, hold on a sec. You guys are in mud. It should not be squealing. But how many horses would you need strapped to the front of a wagon in order to squeal rubber? Could you even do it?
You couldn't do it.
Maybe you could do a little
horsepower.
A one wheel peel, right? Yeah, I'm sure they had brakes on those things. You just put that brake on. You get that, you know, you get Seabiscuit up there in front of you getting a gallop going. I bet you could do it. I bet you could do it.
Horsepower. I was always interested too that we still use that horsepower. What is one horsepower equivalent to? How many heeses?
What?
You know,
I don't know. We don't know what we're talking about. This has been
like 1,000 horsepower. So 1,000 horses.
Yeah.
So if you put 1,000 horses in front of this vehicle,
it's the same thing.
It would equal to what's in this engine bay.
Yeah.
Is that what it's saying?
That's, I think, the general consensus of it.
Wow. All right.
Look, we've sounded really stupid before on the show, but I think this one takes the cake.
That's a legit question.
No, I don't know. I'm sure there's probably logically there's people just shaking their heads as they're listening to this. And
see, because here's one horse to me is a lot more than say you had one horsepower in your car. That's weak.
Yeah,
it's a lot less than it would just be one horse.
Well, like my mower, my new riding mower. I know I had to mention that again. That has 11 horsepower, but it's a little bit more torquey. So I don't know if it's talking about torque or. This is too much for us, Hunter.
If you did a tug of war, it would take 11 heises.
I just wanted to do a funny break about rubber and mention your mom and condoms and all that, and then we got way too far into it.
We're figuring this out.
We got
right
way
here,
too
right
far.
Now.
We don't have the time or the brain power, okay?
I will tickle your horse.
Don't do that. It's It's a good way to get kicked.
Ridiculous from yesterday, remember?
Get kicked in the face. All right, let's wrap this up. This has just gone on long enough. That's what happened on this day in history. Charles Goodyear just printing out those rubbers, man. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is John Heffernan.